as our song of encouragement. You know, when Paul wrote in Ephesians 3:10 to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in him. We are blessed, church, to have these 66 books of the Bible, to what Paul talked about again in Ephesians 1:3, when he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him, in Jesus, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure, and look what the Holy Spirit says, the good pleasure of his will. Not man's will, but his will. And one more time. In Ephesians 5:10. That's the reason why, brethren, this book, do not take it lightly. Understand the power that we have in Romans 1:16. When he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation. But power do not work if it don't fit in reign with the intent and purpose and will of God. And that's the reason why in Ephesians 5:10 he says, prove what is acceptable. Prove what is acceptable to the Lord. Go with me to 1 Timothy 4:1, and I want you to tie that in to Acts 20 and 28. 1 Timothy 4:1, and I want to tie that in because, see, we live in a world today whereby the world literally don't understand, the church don't understand what is the will and purpose and intent of God that was preordained, that caused us to be predestined, to be chosen before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus. Because here Paul talked about in 1 Timothy 4:1 the problem that was going to exist. Anytime we lose sight, anytime Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 22:18-19. We take this book, and this book is not sufficient. To the point whereby we begin to add or take away from God's word. Brethren, what Paul told Timothy and 1 Timothy 4:1 could be a reality. But look what he says. He says, now the Spirit, now this is the Holy Spirit, this God, the Father, the Spirit is talking. He says here, he speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Do you see that? See, they weren't going to depart from a building, or they weren't going to depart from the car. But do you see what they're doing? They were departing from the faith. How can you depart from the faith that God so loved us so much that he predestinated us, he chose us? This is what God did before even the foundation of the world. He did this. He did this that we may have eternal life. That someone would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Can you imagine to be in the church, to be saved, to be a part of the us of Genesis 1:26? That's the same us. The us is Christians, amen, the church. But because you and I could not prove what is acceptable and what is good in the sight of the Lord, that we would give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Let's go again, Acts chapter 20. Paul saw the same thing in Acts chapter 20, and beginning in verse number 28. He sees the same thing. And the whole point that I'm trying to get us to see, brethren, we are blessed, amen. We are blessed to be a part of the church of Christ, the church that Jesus built, to be a part of an institution that's a blood-bought institution whereby Christ is the head, amen. And brethren, we need to be thankful in everything that sound good, in everything that look good, or because everybody else is doing it, those seducing spirits and doctrines of the devils, we need to be aware. We need to be aware. Because everything that sound good do not look good in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Here in Acts 20 and 28, look what Paul said again. Not Paul, but the writer says again. He said, take heed therefore unto yourself. You know what he mean by take heed? Take heed, take heed, take heed, take heed therefore unto yourself. You know what you need to write right here? You need to write 2 Corinthians 13:5. And the reason why you need to write it is because every man, Galatians chapter 6, must give an account. Matter of fact, let's go there right quick. Go to Galatians chapter 6. I want to show you what he's saying here in relationship to taking heed to yourself. Over in Galatians. I want you to see what we're talking about. Over in Galatians chapter 6. All right? I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. But see, I want you to write 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Prove what is acceptable unless you become disqualified. But look what Paul said in Galatians 6:1. And the reason why I'm saying that, brethren, is because, think about this here. Think about who you are. Close your eyes and see the picture. What Christianity is all about. Amen? Heirs of God, joint heirs of Jesus Christ. See, if we are heirs of God and joint heirs of children of Christ, we call ourselves children of God. Amen. We are Christians. Amen. We are part of that royal priesthood. Do you see the picture of who we are by being faithful in the faith? Amen. See, the danger why he said about giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, beware, beware, beware. take heed of yourself. See, that's what that sheet is all about. See, we have accountability, not to you, but number one, you have accountability to yourself. Amen. See, that's the first thing about it we got to look out for. Number one, I can't very well tell you what to do when I'm lost. Amen. Am I right? See, and that's the reason why he said, take heed to yourself. But I'm going to begin reading in Galatians chapter 6 and begin in verse number 1. And I want you to see what he's saying here. He said, number one, brothering, amen, 21 books, amen. Am I right? Y'all got it? 4:1:21, right? 1, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Brothering, amen. See, if a man be overtaken in a fault, amen. Romans 3:23. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Ye which are spiritual, amen. You who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou shalt be what? Tempted. All right? Number two, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinking himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceived himself. Do me a favor, write Philippians, all right? James chapter 4 and verse number 7. The reason why I want you to write James 4, 7 through verse 10, you hear that word again, you got to submit, to resist, to draw, to humble yourself in order to be accepted. Relationship to understand what is the will of God. We said in verse number 3, for if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. For every man prove his own work. Please underline that. Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. I want to read that one more time. See, this book, this is what we're talking about. This book, intent, purpose, amen, that we've been talking about. What is the will of the Lord? This Bible, see, this book that we're holding. Study to show yourself. Examine to see whether you're in the faith. See, we do these things to prove. Ephesians 5:10, what is acceptable unto the Lord, amen. Not something that you prove for me, or I prove for you. You prove it to yourself first, amen. Amen. What's the problem? Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's the air. That's what's going around. That's what's in the world today. Amen. Seducing spirits. The devil's out to seduce. The devil's out there to draw. Amen. And if you don't have nothing now to, as he says in Ephesians 6, to fight against the wiles of the devil, because you hadn't put on the whole armor of God, brothering, you're going to have problems in your life. To the point that this book not going to mean nothing to you. You say, well, why would people leave the faith? Well, why do people leave the faith? Why do people live outside of the book? Well, they leave outside of the book simply because there's no substance of Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, some got to be in the temple in order for the spirit to be able to work. Amen? See, that's the reason why you and I got to understand that this book just didn't happen stat. Amen? When we talk about the 39, the 27, the 66, or when we talk about the 5, the 12, the 5, the 17, the 4, the 1, the 21, the 1, see, we're saying that for a purpose. Because it has a purpose, don't it? It has an intent. That we may understand what is the will of the Lord. We're just not throwing numbers out there at you, are we? See, it has a purpose. See, why? Because it's always preordained before the foundation of the world that we may have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now here's the other side. The devil knows. As long as you don't respect God, and you're not going to respect his word. And when you don't respect his word, you're not going to respect yourself. And when you don't respect yourself, you ain't going to respect nobody else. Did you hear what I just said? See, if you don't respect God for who God is, our thanksgiving for what he's done for us through the word. See, when you don't study God's word, that show a lack of respect for God's word. You don't appreciate it. It don't mean nothing to you. It's like I told my son one time. See, one time I gave him a truck. And because I gave it to him, it literally didn't mean nothing to him. Because I used to tell him, I said, put oil in it. Check the water in it. Because you don't, it's going to blow up on you. But it didn't mean nothing to him because it was free. He didn't spend no money for it. So therefore, he didn't take care of it. But it was kind of funny that when he went out and bought one by himself and was making car notes, I said, Darius, look at him. He out there wiping all on it, and it ain't even dirty. Why? Because he was paying for it himself. He had more respect for it. And that's the way it will with God's word. See, if we don't respect God, by seeking ye first the kingdom, submit to him, you ain't going to resist. You're not going to draw. And you're not going to be humble. And that's the same thing. See, you don't submit to God, the word don't mean nothing to you. Amen. And then when the word don't mean nothing to you, number one, see, you can't do what he's telling you here. See, in relationship to, if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. That's the reason why the devil knows. All he got to do is throw seducing spirits. Doctrines of devils. Because number one, you ignorant. I know you ignorant. Ain't no substance there. You can't fight against me. You can't endure temptation. See, you just out there. And because you don't have the ability to reject it, to kick it away, see, we get hooked up. Or we get caught up in it. And that's why Paul said, when I depart, grieve your words in the end, not spying the flock, speaking perverse doctrines. See, when your mind's not right, you don't know it's perverse. You know why you don't know it's perverse? Because it looks like religion. It sounds like religion. It got a little Jesus in it. You understand? It got all the bells and the whistles of religion, but it's not spiritual. And that's the difference. The reason why it's not spiritual, because it can't be proven. It's not acceptable. It's not good because it violates what he done or preordained before the foundation of the world because it violates intent and purpose. You with me? See, that's what he's saying. Y'all with me? See? Then verse 4, he said, but let every man prove his own work. And then he should have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. It's like the bell gonna go off. It's like that mindset. It's like the word gonna be there. And then you're gonna say, man, that's just the way it is. Man, I understand what he's saying. We are saying 5, 12, 5. See, 17. See, now I understand what's 4:1:21. Now I understand. See, it began to become clear to me. I understand what he's talking about, preordained and purpose and intent. I understand what he's talking about when he's talking about Adam and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Genesis, what it means. And I'm saying that. See, that's what it's going to mean because then you begin to know. Amen. And guess what? The devil's going to look back and he's going to say, uh-oh. Because see, he don't have no control over you. The world got control. See, By Colossians 3:16, you're letting the word of Christ dwell in you so it can teach you. That's the reason why you can rejoice. See? Then very quickly, he said, for every man shall bear his own burden. Well, how are you going to bear your own burden when you don't know what, when you don't know how? Right? So how are you going to handle it when nothing that handle it with? Amen? How are you going to do it? You understand what I'm saying? How you going to do it? How you going to do it biblically with no biblicality is there? Right? I don't care less. But it's right. Am I right? It got to be there. Substance got to be there. It got to be there that when burdens come, you can bear it. Amen. See, that's what he's talking about when you go back over here. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. See. And what we're talking about in relationship to understanding the will, see, of God. And then verse 7, he says, be not deceived. You know what's so sad? Boy, it's a good, ain't this a pretty poster? Ain't that pretty? Whoever laid this out did a great job of graphic design. I give him an A. Don't that look nice? Don't that look nice on the Montgomery River? Amen. The water. Banquet. Don't it look good? Huh? They did a good job advertising, didn't they? But listen. Listen. I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to show you something. You're talking about seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Banquet, $45 a person. Did y'all read the article this morning? In the bulletin? Did y'all read that? They set them booths, $225. Souvenir booklet, $150. You got to buy your ad. You want a picture, and it's $10 more. Amen. It's just the beginning. Now I'm saying that to say this here. These probably went to all churches of Christ in the state of Alabama. Because it's going to happen in Montgomery, Alabama, June the 23rd to the 27th. Everybody's going to get excited about this here. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 5:10, prove what is acceptable. Amen. Is that acceptable? But look how many people are going to say, man, ain't that exciting? I better go and book my room. Am I right? You understand what I'm saying? And we think that's right. In the name of Jesus. But think how many people, 4,000 or 5,000 are going to attend. This is a national event. See, look here. They got an institution within themselves. All these men are men that have set an organization within a church that control this. Amen. Look at these men here. Daniel Harrison out of Atlanta, John Dansby, Leonard Gimmer, Herman Wesley, your friend, brother. Out of Montgomery. See, Daniel Tillman. See, these brethren here, these will be faithful brethren, who have came together and put an organization within a church to do this here. This is what I'm talking about. We need to be aware of, amen? But see, this is small. You say, well, Brother Lyons, y'all just against everything. Look how much good this is going to do. Man, many, many folks are going to be taught Christ. You can't take wrong and make it right. We still got God's word, amen. 1 Corinthians 3:6, some plant, some water, God get the increase, right? Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. It's all our responsibility to do that. And you don't charge to preach the gospel, amen? Am I right? Am I right? That's what I'm talking about, brother. We need to be aware of stuff like this here. Because, see, this is what destroys churches. Because, see, when it destroys the church, it can destroy the individual. Amen? But if we don't have that ability through study, through examination, through knowledge, brother, we can get caught up in this. It's just one thing. It's a lot going on throughout the city of Birmingham that I call seducing spirits and doctrines of devils that Paul talked about when I depart, green wood will enter in, not sparing the flock, speaking perverse doctrines. See, that's going in the trash. It will go no farther. Amen? Because we will not partake of it. See, man, I'm so glad. Let's finish by going to James. It's mindset, brethren. It's mindset, brethren. James 4. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Matthew 6:33. Romans 12:7. Be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Resist the devil, 1 Peter 5:8. They roar online, sick in whom he may devour, John 8:44. Draw nigh to God by praying without ceasing, studying your Bible on a daily basis. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, and don't be double-minded. Don't be a two-headed soul. That's what that word double-minded means. Back over in James chapter 1. In verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, if you don't decide whom you're going to serve and you are double-minded, you can't do nothing right. Amen? He said, in all his ways. Then what he says? See, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy be to heaviness. Then hit a point. See, if you don't do the above, you can't humble yourself in the sight of the Lord because he's not going to exalt you. See, and I'll tie that back in to James chapter 1. Okay? In verse number 9, he said, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Number one, when he humble you, he's going to exalt you. When you get to that low degree, he's going to exalt you. But see, you got to respect the word first. Because see, when you don't respect the word, you're not going to respect yourself. Amen. And the devil know that. Amen. If there be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come right now as we stand there, we sing.